Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. I hope your guys' weekends are off to a good start. We are posting this on Friday. Yesterday, we did an episode about the Padres, or not the Padres, but the Juan Soto trade rumors, and specifically to the Yankees. And honestly, well, we don't really believe them. Like, we don't think, like, we think there's definitely a chance that Juan Soto will be traded. However, we think it's a little bit overblown, and we think that the Yankees as a team to, like, match in a trade doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The Giants would make a bunch more sense, and we didn't even get into the Giants, but either way, today we're talking about Juan Soto again. This time we're talking about kind of on the Padres side, if they were to trade Juan Soto, what do the Padres do? What do the Padres do to build a good team now and a good team for the future with the money they save from trading Juan, with the assets they've received from trading him? Because you can make the argument that that's the best route to go. Now, we're going to have to talk about this in the future, but Isaac and I both agree, and Chase does as well, that it makes a whole lot of sense to maybe eat money, but more importantly, eat prospect capital to get Xander Bogaerts' contract off the books. Not going to talk about that today, but that is a future episode that we will have probably next week sometime, because apparently a lot of people don't like that idea. And just because, I don't know, they don't like that idea. But we'll talk about that in the future. But for today, we're talking about, let's say Juan Soto gets traded, all right? We have three things that the Padres must do if they trade Juan Soto. First thing, when you trade him, you are going to trade him for mainly young pitching prospects, young pitchers that are already in the league, wherever he goes, that needs to be the number one thing in a trade. That's why the Yankees don't make sense. Now, the Giants have two of the best lefty prospects in the game. Maybe you get one of those guys, you get, you know, position player, you get something like that. That would make a lot more sense. I know he'd be in the division. I know people don't like that. I think that's a bad way to look at it. You focus on your own team, especially with the expanded playoffs. I don't think it really makes much sense. And the way that the schedule is way different now. So that's the first thing. Now, if you do go after and get that pitching, you also now just freed up money. And what you need to do with that is you need to immediately go and try to sign Yamamoto, you know, Blake Snell, someone like that. Or with those assets, go make a trade for Shane Bieber or Corbin Burns and get another ace. So get the young pitching, get the ace. Your rotation is locked and loaded. You have guys under control. You already have Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish. You add one of those vets in Yamamoto or Snell, and you add the young pitching. All of a sudden, your rotation looks really, really good, and it looks even better than it did last year. Now the Padres' rotation ended up performing super well, but it looks better on paper than last year. So that is the first thing. Isaac, you wanna jump in a little bit on here?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to trade Juan Soto, it's going to be for good players, and it should only be for players that are going to contribute to your starting rotation. And you know, I say this all the time, typically the team that trades a star player always loses the trade. Is it only 1 year? Yeah, it is. But at the end of the day, good teams don't trade good players, and good organizations, the way they win the World Series, the way they win championships, by having good players on their team. And I say good teams don't trade good players. The Rays do trade their players. Yes, they've been to a World Series, a Mickey Mouse World Series, but they haven't really done anything other than that. Who else is there? The Brewers. They get eliminated in the first, second round every time. Guardians, same thing. All the teams that do end up trading their best players, they don't do anything. Yes, they build good teams. They build good regular season teams. They go to the playoffs, but I don't want to see them just go to the playoffs. I want more. I want more of 2022. I want more of that. And that's why I'm not a fan of trading Juan Soto. But if you're going to do it, it's going to be for young pitching that's going to contribute right away and be valuable pieces right away. We don't have any time to wait. We don't have any time to be patient for guys that, oh, you know, they'll be ready next year. They'll be ready soon. They're a project. No. We don't have time for that. I hate that. I would hate the idea of acquiring a project or a guy that was, he was okay last year, but all the signs show that he's going to be good. It's not like when we got Joe Musgrove. That was a guy that was like, yeah, he was okay the year before, but he has the tools to be good. What did we even give up? I don't even remember what we gave up for him. We won that trade. Same thing with Cronenworth. He's got the tools to be good. There he is. He's good. I don't even remember what we gave up for him. This is, you're trading a star player for guys that have a chance to be good. So I don't want that. I want to trade a star player for guys that we know are going to be good. That's going to be the first thing, right? Acquiring young pitching, at least two. If you can acquire two young starters in a trade, now your rotation suddenly has four guys. You free up $30 million or so, right? because Soto's about to break the record for a deal in arbitration. You free up $30 million. If you're not signing one of Yamamoto or Blake Snell, what the hell is even the point? At least, you know, round out your rotation. And then if you're not going to do that, go trade for Corbin Burns. Go trade for Shane Bieber. Go trade for a different young starter or a different starter in general, Edward Cabrera. Do what you need to do to fill out a rotation. Do what you need to do to get seven or eight guys to have a deep rotation. Because time and time again, I mean, shoot, who knows where the Padres would be if they didn't have to throw Matt Waldron, Ryan Weathers, et cetera, et cetera. Who knows? They might have been in the playoffs. They were, what, a game back? Maybe a few games back? Maybe they're in the playoffs, so they don't have to do that. So if you go seven or eight deep, you're looking much better. Shout out to Nick Martinez for taking the $13 million to live in Ohio. That definitely saved the Padres. That was a saving grace. That was awesome. But other than that, yeah, man, acquiring young starting pitching and getting starting pitchers in general is definitely going to be the main focus if you're going to get rid of Juan Soto. And that's going to bring us to the next point. And it's a fun one. It's fun because the rumors just came out not that long ago. And that's going to be trading for Randy Arozarena. 3 years of control on his contract. He's going to be a hot commodity, but I feel like he has Padre written all over him. I think his personality, his playing style, everything fits into what I see in a Padres uniform, into what I see him bringing to the culture of the Padres, to the clubhouse. I think he's a perfect fit. I don't know if the Padres have the prospect capital or whatever to do it, but you know, time and time again, people say don't trade with the Rays. Well, the Padres traded with the Rays, and they got two or three, four WAR seasons out of Jake Cronenworth and a Cy Young year out of Blake Snell. We'll trade with the Rays again gladly, and we'll gladly trade for a guy that's one of the best players in baseball, one of the most entertaining players in baseball. Give me Randy Arozarena if you're going to get Juan Soto off your team. He's a cheaper player. Maybe you're not going to get the same production at the plate, but that's okay, right? Because you're not getting a major, like, to be honest, I feel like almost any player is a major fall off at the plate from Juan Soto, unless your name is like Fernando Tatis Jr., Ronald Acuna, you know, the top guys, Mookie Betts. I feel like anyone else might be kind of a drastic fall off at the plate from Juan Soto. But I just feel like you can't afford to go from like Juan Soto to, I don't know, Michael Conforto, someone like that. Like, wouldn't that be super weird? So if you're going to go from Juan Soto to anyone, if you're going to fill out a starting rotation, but you're going to say, hey, we still kind of need bats. Well, a great bat just entered the market, a fun one. And I think he'd be a great player for the Padres to acquire. That's going to be, honestly, we say that's plan A and plan B. I think those plans should go hand in hand. I don't really think it's one or the other. I think if you're going to trade Soto, like, sure, you don't have to get Burns or Bieber, but you better get Arozarena. I don't know. That's the way I see it. I would love to see Arozarena in a Padres uniform. Unfortunately, it would cost you the great Bambino. Or I guess what you could say, childish Bambino. But, yeah, I don't really know what to think of the Padres potentially moving from Juan Soto. I think it's just smoke.
That's why I also think it's funny. It's like this stuff comes out and it's like, Juan Soto is rumored to be traded. He's already been rumored to be traded for all of last season. And everyone's like, they have to do it. They're going to do it. It's a lock. And it's like, dude, what? A month ago, Boris and the said that like he was definitely sure or something like that. He was like very confident that Juan Soto would be in the pod. It was less than a month ago. It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago that Juan Soto would be in the Padres in a Padres uniform. Now, I get that Peter Seidler passed away. We don't know what the outcome of that is. We don't know. We don't know. It's pure speculation at this point to be like, this is what's going to happen. So I think like a lot of people just want to like jump on the bandwagon. Like, here's what the rumors are. Okay. Like, dude, we hear these rumors all the time. Like, there are rumors every single year in every single sport about one of these superstars is going to get traded and it just won't happen. It could. So that's why we're talking about it. But anyways, going back, Randy Arozarena. Now, obviously, if you're trading for Randy Arozarena, you're not going to trade for Corbin Burns or Shane Bieber. Like, you're not going to just give up the prospect capital to do that. It doesn't make any sense at all. That's why Isaac and I already talked about, like, if with the money, like, we'd rather see the Padres go after Yamamoto or Snell. And especially if they can even, like, take some of this money off the books they have now, like, I still think it's worth it long term, depending on what they view as, like, their future, like, what they can pay in the future. And I guess it makes a lot more sense if you don't have Juan Soto on the team to go after one of them. But, like, those are good pitchers. Those are top-of-the-line starters. You're going to need that, especially if your lineup's not going to be as good and you're losing the best piece of it. So, Randy Rosarena, cool thing about him, he can play center field. This also means you're trading Grisham. Also means you're getting money off the books. And if you're wondering what the difference is salary-wise, let's say you trade Grisham. Randy Rosarena is expected to make $2 million more than Grisham. So it's almost a wash. And you're freeing up, I think the expected is like $27 million for Juan Soto. So you're freeing up a lot of money if that's the case. And it's not like trading for Rosarena makes you eat all this money or anything like that. That's one of the cool parts about him. Also, you have him, you know, Tatis plays right. Maybe Jackson Merrill comes and plays left. If you hang on to him in a trade, I would assume you end up moving him. So let's say you don't trade for Randy Rosarena, though. Last kind of point. You don't trade for Randy Rosarena, and you sign depth corner outfielders. You sign a Jock Peterson, someone like that, and you move Fernando Tatis to center. And you still get rid of Trent Grisham. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but you get rid of Trent Grisham in every scenario this offseason, whether that's a Juan Soto trade or an anyone trade, you're getting rid of Trent Grisham. So move Fernando Tatis to center. I get that he was amazing and right. What is it, 26 defensive runs saved. Insane season. Move him to center, dude. Like, he's probably going to be really good at it. Now, if they don't think he's going to do that, they don't think it's smart, now I guess you keep him right, but I think that's the best way to maximize your players. Also, if Tatis plays center and he puts up a season like he did a couple years ago, if he has a little bit of a bounce-back offensive season, dude, he could put up Mike Trout numbers. That's something that I think we need to realize. Like, now, there's more injury risk, like with Mike Trout, but he could put up Mike Trout-level war. Like, that would be insane. And that's part of the reason why Mike Trout was so valuable is because he's playing a marquee defensive spot where he's getting so many opportunities, and he's also one of the best hitters in the game. So, like, what you're able to get from Fernando Tatis in center would be ridiculous. And you can get cheap power bats in corner outfield spots that will slug. And I think that's what we have to look at, like a Jock Peterson. Like, we've advocated for Jock Peterson so many times. Jorge Soler, now he's more of a DH, but, you know, he played left field for a while. Like, those kind of guys, that's what the Padres need to go after more of, and they don't. They don't do that in the corner outfield spots a lot. Well, not like this past year, but in the past, like, they got like Tommy Pham, you know, and like stuff like that. They don't do it at first base and DH enough. So they need to do more of that. They need to add some slug because you're gonna lose a lot of offense if you trade Soto. So that's kind of the last piece. If you don't get Randy Rosarena, you could maybe even make the argument that, like, hey, rather to keep the prospect capital, sign some guys, and go with the Tatis and center route and do that. So those are kind of like, they're not exactly the same, but Isaac, you're kind of on more of the side of, like, you'd rather see them go after Rosarena. I can definitely, like, sell myself on the idea that if they trade Juan Soto, they should, like, take a step back financially. Now, it's hard. It's hard either way because it's like, if you sign a Yamamoto or a Snell, it's like you want to really, like, take a jump. So we'll see how it goes, but that's kind of our, like, this is what the Padres need to do if they do end up trading Juan Soto.
Yeah, I mean, it's not obviously going to be 100% what we like. Things are going to change throughout the offseason where we're going to think different things. And again, I think this whole Soto stuff, I think it's just all smoke. But I just think a guy like Ha-Seong Kim is a more attractive, I think he's a very attractive trade piece for teams. And yeah, he doesn't free up as much as Soto, as getting rid of Soto would. But who's to say you can't get a starting pitcher out of Ha-Seong Kim? You can get a starting pitcher out of him. You could easily get a one-for-one swap for Ha-Seong Kim, say Tanner Houck, I don't know. But then you could just sign a cheap first baseman. I don't know, man. I don't like the idea of getting rid of Juan Soto. It's a hard one to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow, and it's an understandable one. It's an understandable thought because, yeah, shit, you need pitching. You need pitching. How the hell else, especially when you look at the pitching market, how is a guy like Nick Martinez going for $13 million a year? That doesn't make any sense to me. He's really not that good. He's like a 4 a 4-5 ERA starter. It might be even worse in Cincinnati if he's your starter, because that ballpark is 4 feet from, like, 4 feet dimensions. But $13 million for him, that's ridiculous. How about someone else signed for $12 million that I also thought was ridiculous? The pitching market is kind of absurd. And for some reason, it's been absurd the past few years, and I don't understand why. Mike Clevinger went for quite a bit. Sean Manaea went for quite a bit in 2023. Well, this past year, this past free agency, 2022, I'm sorry. It just doesn't make any sense why these guys are going for so much. So I understand why you might want to trade Juan Soto, because the cheaper alternative to getting starting pitching via the free agent market, where you apparently don't have a lot of money to spend, is getting rid of one of your best players. It's kind of like in fantasy football, when one of your players gets injured, one of your best players gets injured, but then you have your other first round pick and you're like, dang, I kind of need to trade my first round pick if I want to make my team look better. But you don't want to, because he's that good. He's one of the best players in the sport. And it's completely understandable whatever side you're on. Personally, I've always been on the side that whatever trade my team is involved in, I want them getting the best player. That won't be the case if you get rid of Soto. And, you know, we've heard, hey, the Padres are going to be – we heard from the organization, we're going to be in this, you know, top upper echelon of spending every year. We're going down to 200 already, like the Braves, like et cetera, et cetera. Except we're not as good as them. We're not as good at developing. We don't have the $7 million a year Ozzy Albies. We don't have that cheap Ronald Acuna contract. We can't get guys for $15 million a year. It's just almost impossible for us to do. But for them, it's light work. It's like clockwork. But I don't want to get rid of Soto. But if we do, these are going to be the plans that we think the Padres should put in place in order to put out a well-rounded, good baseball team next year. Because what are you going to do? Trade Soto and just get guys that might be good? That'd be stupid. You'd almost get – what if you get no production? What if you just get guys that have a 4-5 ERA? Because that's realistic. I mean, like I said
– seriously, Isaac, if you're going to do that and you're not going to get crazy prospect capital, then you might as well keep him for 1 year and let him walk.
Exactly.
Like seriously, like, everyone's always afraid, like, well, if the offers suck, like, if it's like these Yankee offers and you're not even going to get Dominguez, it's like, okay, then why?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Why not just run it back with the lineup? Do we really think the lineup's going to be that bad again? I don't. I mean, come on. I don't think it's very realistic to expect all of Manny, Xander, and Fernando to be under an 800 OPS. I think that's not going to happen. Realistically, Fernando's going to go back to 900. Xander's going to be back over an 800. Manny's going to be back over an 800. Do we really expect otherwise? I certainly expect what I just said. Ha-Seong Kim's going to be a solid baseball player. So same as last year, maybe even better. Jake Cronenworth, you got to move him off first. That is the big issue, is you need to move him off first. Otherwise, he is a valuable player. But yeah, I could see people's argument. How are you going to fill catcher, starting pitching?
Catcher should be nothing. It should be nothing.
I get it, but you do need two catchers. So, yeah, I understand what people say when they say, like, well, if we don't get rid of Soto, how do you plan on getting, how do you plan on getting another catcher? How do you plan on getting more starting pitching? I get it. I understand the questions. I just think there's got to be a way to be more creative than just throwing in the towel and getting rid of your best hitter.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be the discussions we have for a while, up until things start moving, we start seeing what actually is going to happen. But I do think to just blindly be like, yep, Soto's going to get traded, I think it's just like, dude, this is your first time listening to off-season rumors, guys? Like, everyone's always on the block. Everyone's going to go somewhere. And it's like, oh, yeah, Juan Soto to the Yankees. That's the rumor. Like, bro, how many times have we already heard that? And, like, now it makes more sense, so I get why there's more smoke, but, like, how many times have we already heard that? Like, do you not remember not that long ago? Fernando Tatis to the Yankees. Isaac, you remember that? Because that wasn't even a full calendar year ago, and that was the thing. Oh, yeah, they're going to trade. And do you remember the offers? They were, like, laughable, dude. It was, like, and obviously that had a lot less smoke. But, like, it's just speculation, I think, at this point too. So we'll see what goes down. And I still think, like, I still think that there is a way that Soto does get traded. I just think that the rumors and, like, the trade offers that are getting mocked now are just, like, that's not even, like, doesn't make any sense. Because if they're trading him, they're getting pitching. They're getting – that is what they're going after. They're not going after, what's his name, Michael King, 28-year-old that started 9 games. Oh, yeah, dude, that's the – or, yeah, 9 games. Like, oh, he looked good when he started 9 games. Like, cool. So did Pedro Avila. Are we going to flip Pedro Avila in a deal for – I don't know who's about to be afraid for Vladdy. Like, that's not, obviously not Juan Soto, but, like, no, that's not happening. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So it's like, I don't get that. Like, and also, shoot, dude, Pedro Avila he's younger, bro. Like, I just don't understand some of the deals, and I don't understand, like, it. You got to look at, like, what it's going to be like for the future too. And I think that, like, everyone always gets so freaked out about a player walking in free agency where it's like, let's panic about this. Let's say real quick, last thing I'll say before we take off. We fast forward a year from now. Juan Soto's a free agent, right? He played his whole year on the Padres. He's a free agent. All right, well, now let's seriously talk about trading Manny or Xander. Let's say they both had pretty good years. So Xander's contract doesn't look quite as bad. Doesn't look good. You're probably going to have to eat some. Well, then you go out and you flip him. And if you get the deal with Soto, then that's when you make the trade. And you're like, yeah, I know you have no trade clause, but we'll figure it out. Also, no trade clauses. Come on, guys. Half the contracts have no trade clauses. Like, guys are still going to get traded. So, yeah, I don't know. That's my overall thoughts on it, on what the Padres should do. I think that's if they do that, like, I think the biggest thing is getting young pitching, because the Padres also are a team where it's like, I was thinking about this too. They can do anything. They should try to develop pitching. You got Ruben Niebla. Hopefully still. It seems like yes. I haven't seen, like, a true confirmation, but it seems like yes. Seems like definitely yes. So you have him. You have the least hitter friendly park in the sport. Maybe invest in some pitching. Get behind that. I can get behind that. Is it boring? Yes, but it wins. So yeah. But all right, guys, that's gonna do it for today. We'll have some episodes out next week. Let us know if there's anyone else you want us to talk about, as, you know, potential moves and stuff like that. If there's more rumors, we're gonna get tied in on the rumors. Obviously, if Juan Soto's traded, we will have stuff out on him. We'll have probably multiple videos about that and stuff like that. But yeah, so stay tuned. Have a lot of off-season stuff out here. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. See y'all.